Fear is one of the most interesting human experiences. And it's because we all feel fear, whether we're a child, whether you're an adult. We know what fear feels like. And you hear all these different things about fear. Like, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. We talk about overcoming fear, not letting fear stop you. They even have an acronym for fear that says false evidence appearing real, right? We often hear people talk about fear in a very negative way, in a way that, you know, we should rebuke it at all cost. But fear is going to be a part of whatever journey you go on, if it's worth going on. Whether you want to start a podcast, whether you want to start some type of new business, you want to quit your job, you want to get a new job, you want to get in a new relationship. Fear is a very common thing that you have to learn to deal with. Most people want you to not feel fear, but I completely disagree with that notion. I'll tell you why.
If you lazy, you waking up at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and shit like that.
Popping bottles.
You're setting the tone for everybody because you're the leader.
Popping pills.
That's just what comes with being a man.
Popping bitch ass niggas.
I don't want nobody making decisions over my life except me. Not a woman, not a judge, not an officer, not no motherfucker.
When them bullets hit them up, look like son had a seizure. I'm not gonna give it up, you know the procedure. I be sipping Jack and Honey.
I don't think nothing can make me not feel like a man. You can't take the benefits of being a man without the responsibilities.
Give you niggas head on, so God in
the king. Okay, let's get into it, man. Fear. This isn't the typical episode. You know, we typically talk about relationships. We typically talk about dating. Sometimes I get into things that are about purpose, motivation, and things like that. But today, fear is something that, you know, it affects all of those things. Fear affects every aspect of our lives. And often we are taught that fear is a really bad thing and something that we have to overcome, something we have to beat, things like that. I disagree. I think that fear isn't good or bad. And I'm kind of against categorizing things as good or bad, because when you do so, you ignore the nuances of things. Things just kind of are what they are. You know, your worst experience can bring the best out of you. So you don't know what is good or what is bad, because you don't know what's going to come from it. You don't know what could come from it. Fear lets you know that the danger is coming. Fear lets you know that there's a threat on the way. I think that's a good thing. I think it's good to know when something bad is about to happen or to have that feeling. It's a warning. It's letting you know to either, you know, remove yourself, get to safety, or it's preparing you to fight. When I think about the most fearful situations that I've been in that were voluntary, these are times where I'm pushing through fear, is when I was boxing, getting in that boxing ring, whether it be sparring somebody who I don't know or somebody who I knew was like great, or whether there was really fight night and it was time to get in there in front of 100, 200, 300 people and make it happen. Those are voluntary experiences. I don't have to box. I don't have to fight this guy. I can quit boxing any day. The other experience is when I was being initiated into being a noob in college. I'm not going to talk too much about those experiences, but these are voluntary experiences when you're putting yourself in a situation to have to overcome distress, overcome anxious and fearful situations. And I think the thing about fear is that I don't think we need to get rid of it. I don't think we need to avoid it. I don't think we need to eliminate fear, because there can be no bravery without fear. There's nothing brave about doing something that you're not scared to do. Bravery, true courage is being scared and overcoming the fear to do the thing. That's true bravery. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if this is something you would do anyway, this is just you. I don't think that that's really bravery. I think bravery steps in where it's like anybody would naturally be scared in this situation, but you sucked it up and got this shit done. Regardless. So you can't have bravery without fear, just like you can't have hope without despair. Right? A lot of the positive and negative things, yin and yang, they go together. You can't have one without the other. 50 Cent said joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Sunny days wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for rain. There is no courage without fear. Right? Now, the good thing about fear is when you think about it, fear is the emotion that prepares you for a threat more than anything else. Like I just said, fear lets you know that a threat is coming, but it also prepares your body to do whatever you need to do. When you think about when are you the most alert? When you're scared. You sleep in the bed and you hear something strange in your house and you wake up out your sleep. Your hearing is so greatly enhanced, you can hear a fucking pin drop. Right? You can hear a conversation from across the street. Your sense of hearing is through the roof. If you're walking down the street and it's late at night, it's dark outside, and you just so happen to look back, and you see somebody in all black, you know, maybe 100 feet behind you. Right? They a half a block, whatever, behind you. And you get a little scared. You become more alert. Your sense of hearing is increased. If the wind blows the wrong way, you can feel it. Your sense of touch is increased. Your peripheral vision enhances. You're more alert. Your sense of smell enhances. Because you're, even though you're still walking in the direction you're walking, you can't see the person behind you. You're not just turning around watching them, but you're hearing and trying to feel if they're getting closer to you, and your body allows you to do that. When it's bright, sunny day outside and you walk around with your AirPods on, your body isn't doing that. But when you get scared, all of your senses enhance. When can you run the fastest? You don't really know how fast you can run until a dog get loose or the police get, you ever had to run from the police. You fast as shit. You jump higher. You hopping fences like it ain't shit. You just turn into a fucking Olympian because you're scared. If you had to fight, ever had to fight somebody off of you, even it might be the thing when you was a kid, you was play fighting with somebody and they got a little too serious and they kind of pissed you off or you got scared or somebody was trying to put you in a headlock and you start choking for real. All of a sudden you get a burst of strength, like you just strong as shit out of nowhere, pushing one fucker up off you like they lightweight. That's fear and anxiety. Your adrenaline is rushing. Your spidey senses are tingling, literally. Fear is like a superpower. You're mentally more focused. You lock the fuck in on whatever is happening. When you're scared, you're locked the fuck in. Right? Not when you, I ain't talking about anxiety about something that's finna happen. You got a presentation coming up, you got a speech, you gotta go, you finna go get into it with some niggas and you know what time and place is gonna happen, so you nervous leading up to it. I'm talking about when shit is happening right now, you're locked the fuck in. You're focused. All five of your senses are heightened. Your strength is heightened. Your speed is heightened. Your jumping ability is heightened. Your adrenaline is rushing. Fear is a superpower. The thing is, we have to learn how to control fear, not to eliminate it. Because if you eliminate fear, you don't get the superpower. You don't get super alert. Because you regular. You ain't even scared. Like some shit happened, you ain't worried about it. You don't get the adrenaline rush. You don't get the heightened senses. So we don't want to eliminate fear. We want to learn to control it. And from my experiences, the way to control fear is mixing that fear with relaxation, finding a way to relax while you're scared. And I learned that through boxing, because you can't get emotional in a boxing ring. You get your ass kicked. You got to stay calm. And when you stay calm you're still super alert. You can see every punch coming at you because you're scared. But you relaxed, so you can see every punch coming at you. You can dodge it, block it, slip it. And but because you're scared, you still have that adrenaline wrench running through you. So your punches are a little harder. Your hand speed is a little harder. But you're not jumping in there wilding out because you're scared. You're not jumping in there running from the person or just trying to wail on them because you're scared or you mad. You calm. You picking the person apart. I watched the Floyd Mayweather documentary where he said, you know, he's 50-0. Said all 50 times I was nervous walking into the ring. Those butterflies that like your stomach finna drop on a roller coaster, that feeling, he said it never went away. All 50 times. Floyd Mayweather beat 23 world champions, 16 in a row. Pay-per-views, some of the biggest pay-per-views and biggest ticket gates in the history of the sport. Fought in front of more people than Muhammad Ali. Say he was nervous every single time. Never got used to it. But Floyd is one of the most relaxed boxers you'll ever see. He's also one of the best defensive boxers you'll ever see because he is so fucking alert. How do you relax while you're scared? How do you relax while you're feeling the feelings of fear? You relax by controlling your breathing. If you control your breathing in any situation, you're going to be able to last longer in that situation. Meaning that I'm taking deep, long breaths when I'm jogging. When I speed up, I'm still taking deep, long breaths. If I'm in the boxing ring and I'm trying to measure the distance, I'm pacing out my opponent, I'm taking deep, long breaths. When I'm being attacked, I'm not going to breathe faster because I'm moving faster. Now I'm taking, now I'm out of breath. I'm speeding up my breathing pattern, not taking deep breaths, not getting wind into my lungs because I'm moving faster. Now I'm out of breath. Now I got to panic because now I'm tired and scared. That's fucked up. But if I can control my breathing, the fear is still there. I'm just taking slow, deep breaths. I'm not letting my heart rate get too high. I'm taking slow, deep breaths. But I still have that energy. I still got that adrenaline pumping. But I'm watching. I can see everything. I can feel everything. I can smell everything. How does that relate to you and what you do in your life? I don't know, because I don't know what you do for real. There's thousands of people listening to this right now. How do I relate it to what I do in my life now? I'm not, you know, being initiated into a fraternity anymore. I'm not boxing anymore. How do I bring that fear into my daily life? Maybe not daily. I don't feel fear on a daily basis. But one of the times I feel nervous and fearful the most is when I'm about to go on stage in a live podcast, especially in front of a crowd that's not my own. It's one thing to go and plan a live show and everybody show up, and while everybody's coming in, they saying, "What's up, Terry? How you been? Woo-woo, can't wait for the show, da-da-da." I know the audience is on my side because they paid to see me. They're here to see me, and I talked to them before the event started. And the people I didn't know, I probably run around and talk to them just to, you know, talk to them, you know, butter them up a little bit, get them on my side. When I hit the stage, everybody loved me. It's cool. It's easier. Still a little bit of nervousness, but it's easier. But then when you go to somebody else's show, even if I'm in Chicago, and somebody say, "Hey, I want you to open up my show on my tour when I come to Chicago." These people not here to see me, even though they from my city. Some of them may know me, sure, but all of them don't know me. They're like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" When I go to different cities, I was just in Philly. You know, we did a show in Atlanta, St. Louis, New York, whatever it is. You hit the stage, people are like, "Who the fuck is this guy? We don't know this guy." When we went on tour for Battle of the Sexes, we was selling Terry Roseland. We was selling an idea. So when Terry Roseland hit the stage, people don't know who the fuck I am. I have to win them over. I might crack a joke and nobody laugh. What the fuck? Now, that's not a comedy special, but still. It's difficult. How do I manage those situations? I control my breathing. Sometimes I take a few shots. It's neither here nor there. I control my breathing. No matter how much I control my breathing, that feeling, the butterfly that's still in my stomach, right? My heart rate isn't getting crazy high, but it's still going to get a little high, but I'm controlling my breathing. And I go out there and I turn that anxious energy that I'm full of that will make me sprint away from a dog and jump on top of a fucking Hummer in one leap. Y'all niggas ever ran from dogs? I know what the fuck I'm talking. You would jump on top of a fucking car in one leap. If you was just came outside yawning and wanted to say, "Hey, I bet I could run and jump on top of that car," You wouldn't do that shit nowhere near as easy as you could do it if a fucking pit bull would get behind your ass. You would hop on that car like it wasn't shit. You could be in some fucking flip-flops, house shoes, your ass getting out of there. That adrenaline hit different. So no matter how much I control my breathing, I'm still nervous. That adrenaline is still there. But I take that energy and I just push it out as soon as I get on the stage. Very different from boxing, because I can't really, you can't just exert all your energy off top. You could. Maybe it's a 3-round fight, but other than that, you're going to fuck yourself. But on stage, I'm coming out. What's up, Philly? It's Terry Rosen. What's going on? What the fuck is up, man? Ooh. Like, I'm going in as soon as I get on the stage. I'm bringing the energy. I'm getting their energy up. So now they energy up, my energy up. And that's what this shit is all about. It's about energy. Everybody came out here to have a good time. But that's not my usual temperament. I'm very calm, very relaxed. But let me get some of this energy out. Let me control this fear. Because me staying calm and relaxed and getting on this stage calm and relaxed is going to make me stay nervous for longer. So you have to find ways to control your anxiety and your fear in your way and whatever that it is that you're doing. And boxing is a little bit different. Sometimes I wouldn't get nervous or calm down until I got hit. And if I didn't get hit, I'd stay nervous the whole fight. I damn near wouldn't even breathe. When I first started fighting, I would hold my breath because I was so nervous. I would forget to breathe for the whole round. The ending round, I'm fucking gassed. I haven't took a breath the whole fucking time we was fighting, throwing all these punches, dodging these punches. But for some reason, in whatever round it is, whether it's round one, round two, whatever, when I take a punch and I eat one, boom. Oh, damn, that's it. That shit went nothing. Are we good now? Now I could calm down. This nigga ain't got that Tank Davis power. He ain't got that Javante. He ain't finna Mike Tyson knock my fucking head off my shoulders. All right, cool. Let me chill. Now I'm really finna get in your ass. Because now I'm finna calm down and really pick you apart. That was boxing. Podcasting a little different. Let me take all this tension in my gut. That sound like a pause moment. But let me take all this tension, the butterflies in my stomach, and let me just spill it as soon as I hit the stage. Spill it. Fuck it. We here. Make my presence known. I'm here. I'm Terry Rosen. I'm from Chicago, New York, Philly, St. Louis, Atlanta. What the fuck is up? What's happening? Y'all turn. Y'all lit. Y'all happy to see me? Cool. Y'all happy to see me? I'm happy to see y'all. Let's talk. Let's calm the fuck down. Let's get it. Use your fear to your advantage. It's a superpower. Remember that. This is not like, you know, like they try to say fear is from the devil. Like, bro, what? All this, all our emotions happen for a reason. All our emotions happen for a reason. Is there things that we want to feel, like jealousy? No, we don't want to feel jealousy. But jealousy tells you something too. It tells you that you're not where you want to be in life. You need to work on yourself. Because if you were where you wanted to be in life, nothing could make you jealous. Nothing. Nothing can make you jealous. And your love would be more pure. Because true love is, I want to see you happy no matter what. Whether you with me, whether you with somebody else, the next nigga, I just want to see you happy. That's true love. Right? But jealousy gets in the way of that. But jealousy lets you know that you're not where you need to be. What does fear let you know? Fear lets you know that there's a threat. It's not a bad thing to be fearful. It's your body letting you know that there's a threat on the horizon. And your body is preparing you to deal with the threat. It's not like your body just telling you, hey, nigga, be scared. Something coming. Your body also giving you the extra energy to deal with what's coming. It's giving you the extra awareness and alertness to deal with what's coming. The extra strength, the extra speed. The things that you need to deal with the threat, your body is giving it to you. But people would tell you fear is like from the devil or some shit. I don't know if the devil is preparing you to get through bad situations. I don't know. I also don't believe in the devil. So that's just me. Let's learn to control our fear. If you want to hear the rest of this episode and get some more bonus exclusive content, get over to Patreon, man. The Patreon link is in the show description right now. Patreon has a few different tiers. You get bonus content. We got a tier where you get to call into the show and chop it up with me. Maybe even get some relationship advice or give some relationship advice or just tell a story on the show. All right, you get the phone number to call into the show. And we got another tier where you get the pod class as well as everything else I just named. The pod class is where I teach you how to make your own podcast, buy all the right equipment, build your audience up, take your podcast on tour, do all the things that I'm doing right now. Okay? So get over to Patreon. And also with every tier, you get in the Discord where you get to chop it up with the Roseland family. All right? I need to see all of y'all in Patreon right now.